各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是：你的信心是大的。
And tonight, topic for our mutual encouragement is you have great faith。
这也是主耶稣所讲的话。
And these are the words spoken by our Lord Jesus。
主耶稣对谁讲的呢？
Who are these words being spoken to?
是对着一个外邦的妇人所讲的。
And it is towards a Gentile woman.
是个迦南妇人所讲的。
And she is a woman from Canaan.
主耶稣在传福音的时候。
And our Lord Jesus was preaching.
遇到很多的人。
He met a lot of people.
信心的程度都不太一样。
And they have various level of faith.
但是通常比较大的信心。
But often he encountered people with great faith.
往往不是从以色列人当中出现。
And they are not from the people of Israel.
不是从选民当中出现。
It is not from the chosen people.
反而是那些不显眼的那些外邦的人当中出现。
And it is from those that are lowly Gentile people that these people has great faith.
我们看马太福音第十五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太第十五章。
Matthew chapter 15,
21节
verse 21,
到28节
to verse 28.
马太福音十五章二十一节
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21.
耶稣离开哪里？他退到推罗西顿的境内。二十二节
22.
有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附的甚苦。”二十三节
23.
耶稣却一言不答，门徒近前来求他说：“这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发他走吧。”二十四节
24.
耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊哪里去。”二十五节
25.
那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”二十六节
26.
他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”二十七节
27.
妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上丢下来的碎渣儿。”二十八节
28.
耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。”从那时候他女儿就好了。这里是记载主耶稣医治这个迦南妇人的女儿的故事。
Here is a recording of a story aboutA woman's daughter being healed by our Lord Jesus.
我们从二十一节开始看起。
We start from verse 21.
这里说主耶稣离开那边的地方，退到推罗西顿的境内。
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
如果我们看马太福音呢，常常提到主耶稣退去到一个地方去。
If you read Matthew, it tells us that.Most often, Jesus would withdraw to a place.
为什么要退呢？
Why would he withdraw?
因为平常太忙。
Because most of the time, he's very busy.
在人群当中。
Among those people,
没有时间休息。
He has no time to rest.
一个人没有时间休息。
When a person has no time to rest,
肉体就会累。
Then his body will become weak.
一个人肉体累的话，
When a person's body is weak,
头脑也没有办法去想事情。
Then he cannot concentrate on things.
所以主耶稣常常想退下来。
So often our Lord Jesus withdrew himself.
无论是一个小时也好，一个下午也好。
No matter whether it is just 1 hour or the whole afternoon.
我们看十四章，马太福音十四章十三节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 14 verse 13.
十四章第十三节。
Chapter 14 verse 13.
耶稣听见了，就上船到那里，独自退到野地去。众人听见，就从各城你步行跟随他。主耶稣这里把握时间，自己一个到旷野去安静一下。
Here our Lord Jesus grabbed hold of the opportunity to went into the wilderness.
我们今天活在忙碌的社会里面。
Today we are living such a busy world.
有没有找一个小时、半个小时自己安静一下呢？
Have you find the time for say half an hour or 1 hour to be by yourself?
感谢神，起码来到教会聚会这一个小时，我们是退起来。
We thank God. At least we are here for this 1 hour. We are resting.
二十二节这里说，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先到到那边去，等他叫众人散开。二十三节。
Verse 22 and now 23.
众人散开以后，他自己独自上山去祷告。主耶稣就是喜欢独自在一起。
And our Lord Jesus, likes to be by himself.
一个圣工人员最怕的是什么
？What fear the most to a holy worker?
最怕的就是只会进不会退。
That he knows how to advance, but do not how to retreat.
只会在众人面前，没有在神安静的面前。
And he only knows how to be among people, but does not know how to be with God.
只有支出，没有收入。
He only give, but he does not. Sorry, he only give, but he does not take.
只有讲，没有听。
He only talks, but he does not listen.
我常常勉励自己。
I often encourage myself.
我常常讲道，但是我有没有把握时间听神的话语？
I often give sermon. Do I take the time to listen to the words of God?
主耶稣很喜欢藏起来。
Our Lord Jesus liked to withdraw himself.
所以跟神的关系最亲密是什么时候呢？
So when are you most when are you most intimate with our Lord?
不是在轰轰烈烈在做很多圣工的时候。
It is not when the time you are busy with the work of God.
是跟神单独相处。像耶稣在科西玛利园的时候
，It is the time that you are alone, likened to our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以我们要学习主耶稣。
So we must imitate Jesus.
他前进的时候也要退下。
And when he step forward, he must also retreat.
但是不单只是这样子而已。
But not only that.
主耶稣是退重也有进。
He advances and he also retreat.
虽然他很累。
No doubt he's very tired.
他想休息。
He wanted to rest.
他不想讲话。
He doesn't want to talk.
但是机会来了。
But when the chance came,
圣工来了。
When the holy work came,
有人需要关心了。
When people need concern,
主耶稣还是会出手的。
Then our Lord Jesus still shows his concern.
今天常常听到有弟兄姐妹说。
Here I often listen to brother and sister say,
哇，我很累，我要完全退下来。
That I'm very tired, I want to withdraw from the holy work.
什么工作都不要给我。
I do not want to take any holy work.
这个也不是完全对的观念。
This is not a correct concept.
我们要进重有退，退重也有进。
We must advance and we must also retreat.
那我们再看回来马太福音十五章。
Now let's turn back to Matthew chapter 15.
这里说这个迦南妇人讲什么呢？
Here, what does the woman of Canaanite say?
那么我们看二十二节啊。
Let's look at verse 22.
她出来喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附着，很苦啊。”这里她说：“主耶稣，你可怜我。”
Here she cried, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me."
我们来思考这句话。
Let us ponder on this statement.
为什么可怜我呢？
Why do you need to have pity on me?
因为我很可怜。
Because I must pity.
为什么我很可怜？
Why am I so?
因为我的女儿在受苦，所以我很可怜啊。
Because my daughter is suffering, therefore I'm very pitiful.
我自己没有问题，我自己不可怜。
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm not pitiful.
但是我女儿不好啊，所以我就很可怜啊。
But it is my daughter that is suffering, and therefore I'm very pitiful.
有人说。
There is a saying.
一个人活到四十岁之后，要为自己的样子啊。容貌来负责。
A person when he lives up to age 40, he has to be responsible for his
appearance.
长得好不好看，或者是样子，要没有这个温柔喜乐呢，自己要负责啊。Whether it's good looking or have a gentle face, he has to be responsible for it.
小孩子每一个人看起来都很可爱，长大了就不是每一个人看起来都很可爱了。
All children are very lovable, but when they grown up, it may not be so.
但是我想加一句。
But I like to say something.
每一个青年人啊。
All teenagers.
也要为自己40岁以上的父母的样子来负责。
They must also be responsible for their parents who are at the age of 40.
为什么？
Why do I say this?
如果我们常常让父母担心。
If we often let our parents worry.
我们的父母就很可怜了。
Then isn't our parents pitiful?
我常常看四十几岁的弟兄姐妹的样子啊。
I often observe the brothers and sisters who are age 40s and above.
谁看起来最年轻呢？
Who look the youngest?
没有小孩子的人看起来最年轻。
Those who have no children, they look the youngest.
永远像三十几岁。
They often have the appearance of as if they were age 30.
生了一两个孩子的四十几岁的兄弟姐妹呢，尤其是妈妈呢。
But once they give birth to children, especially the mothers,
样子都跟没有生孩子都要差很多了。
And their face would look different from those who have not given birth.
因为生两个，这会两个担心。
Because when you give birth to two children, you have two worries.
哦，不但是身体要改变，心灵也要重担了。
Not only your physical body has changed shape, but also your spiritual has changed.
乖的还好。
It is good if they are obedient.
样子长最老的是哪一种呢？就是儿女在反叛期，很头痛。
Who would look the oldest, and those parents have children that are very troublesome.
看到两父母双眼无光，脸色苍白。
And you look at these parents, they are very pale looking.
所以母亲节快到了。
So Mother Day is getting near.
不用送妈妈什么东西了。
You do not have to give much to your mother.
但喜欢送也可以。
But if you want to give her a
最重要不是送她东西啊。
What is not important is not the gift.
不要让我们的父母来担心我们。
What is important is that we should not allow our mother to be worried.
有时候我们被鬼附着，自己都不知道。有时候我们被魔鬼附着，自己都不知道。
Sometimes, when we were possessed by demons, we don't even know.
我们被什么东西控制，就是被哪种鬼附着。
What we are controlled by are the type of demons.
啊，有一些孩子他不听话，去吸毒啊，毒瘾就是被毒鬼、毒瘾鬼来吸着。
And there is a kid that went to take drugs, and therefore he is possessed by the drugs demon.
有些时候我们不小心啊，被网络缠住了，上了网被网住了，我们都是被这个鬼附着了。
And sometimes, if you're not careful, you are entrapped by the internet, and therefore you are being trapped by the internet demon.
有些时候我们的信心退步了，不想亲近神了。
And times when we are weak and we do not want to get close to God,
我们的父母为我们流眼泪，我们知不知道？
Then do you know that our parents would shed tears for you?
我们看箴言第十章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1.
一个青年人有没有智慧呢？
When a youth who has no wisdom,
不是看他读哪个大学。
That is not which school that he goes to.
也不是考试考几分呢。
Or what's the marks in his school?
这里最重要的是说，智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother.
所以我们要不要让我们的父母来担忧
？So we must not let our parents worry over us.
让爸爸妈妈快乐。
We must let our parents be happy,
认真
and be serious,
负责任
be responsibility.
如果读书了就好好读。
If you are still at school, you must put effort in your schooling.
如果是工作了就好好工作。
If you are working, then you must work diligently.
我们的父母就会因我们喜乐。
Then your parents will rejoice for you.
那我们再看回来马太福音。
Now let us turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
这个妈妈真的很可怜啊。
And pitiful is such a mother.
她的女儿被鬼附着。
That his daughter being possessed.
当然，女儿被鬼附着，但妈妈也不认得了。
And therefore, the mother would suffer as well.
要照顾她。
She must look after her.
但是这个妇人到最后蒙到主耶稣的恩典。
But this mother, towards the end, he received grace from our Lord.
主耶稣说：“你的信心是大的。”
Our Lord Jesus said, "Your faith is great."
到底怎么大呢？
How great is such a faith?
我们来看几点。
Let us look at a few points.
第一啊。
One,
他这个信心是胜过试验的信心。
That this faith surpassed trials.
如果没有胜过试验的信心，不是真的信心。
If this faith did not surpass trial, then it's not a faith.
我们大家都坐在这里。
We are all sitting here.
听同一篇道理。
And we are listening to the same sermon.
但是我们的信心的程度不一样。
But we all have different level of faith.
什么时候知道呢？
How would you know?
遇到考验的时候就会知道。
You will know when you encounter trials.
怎么样考验呢？
What kind of trials?
这里有几种考验。
Here we have a few kinds of trials.
第一种考验。
First trial.
就是主耶稣给他沉默的考验。
Is when Jesus did not reply her.
他大声叫主啊，你要帮助我，可怜我。
He says, Lord, help me. You must have mercy on me.
就是没有理他。
And our Lord Jesus did not answer him.
一言不答。
And he did not answer her.
人很怕安静，很沉默。对方的沉默，我们会觉得很紧张啊。
We are very afraid, when a person does not speak to us.
我们希望说，我们一有一个要求，马上就有回应了。
We always hope that when I ask, you would give me a reply.
啊，我们祷告像点快餐一样，马上点，马上拿到，马上吃。
And we often, like our prayer when we pray. We get answer right away.
主耶稣不理他。
But our Lord Jesus did not answer her.
是不是主耶稣没有听到呢？
Did our Lord Jesus did not hear her?
不是没有听到。
It is not so.
而是主耶稣观察他。
Is our Lord Jesus observe her?
你的信心是不是喊一句就没有的那种呢？
Then if your faith, what kind of faith if you have, if you cry out and there's no response.
还有什么考验呢？
And what kind of trial?
是门徒阻挡的考验。
It's a test where his disciple came to stop her.
门徒说，主耶稣啊，你打发这个女人走吧，很吵啊。
And his disciple said, Lord, send her away because she's very noisy.
门徒的爱心确实需要加强。
The love of his disciple has to be strengthened.
我们上个礼拜已经讲过了。
And last week I have spoken.
门徒可能对主的工作的日程整天的安排排得很慢。
And perhaps this disciple has arranged a lot of activity for our Lord Jesus.
但是他们都已经对人失去兴趣了。
But however, they have lost interest in humans.
对一个可怜的女人失去兴趣了。
And they have lost interest to a pitiful woman.
所以当有一天我们对人失去兴趣的时候，我们做圣工的态度，这可能需要调整。
And when the day came that we lose interest in human, then we must adjust ourselves.
还有这里说什么考验呢？
And what kind of a test here?
主耶稣讲话好像越来越重了。
That when our Lord Jesus seems to be very stern.
主耶稣说，我奉差遣要到以色列家迷失的羊哪里去？
Jesus said, I'm here to be sent to the lost sheep of Israel.
这也是对的。
And this statement is correct.
因为主耶稣只先首先要救以色列人。
Because our Lord Jesus' first mission is to save the Israelites.
现在还不是要救外邦人的时候。
And it is not the time to save the Gentiles.
现在不是你的时候了。
And so it is not the time for her.
但是更严重的就是27节。
And what more serious is verse 27.
不要把儿女的饼丢给狗吃啊。
That I do not throw the crumbs for the dog.
今天如果是你是我听到这句话。
Today if you and I hear these words.
会有什么反应呢？
What kind of the responses would we have?
他们没有爱心。
You would say he doesn't have love.
还歧视我。
And he even looked down on me.
不依我就算。
And if he doesn't care about me, that would be fine.
但是是不是主耶稣歧视他呢？
Did our Lord Jesus humiliate him?
不是的。
No.
主耶稣这里是给他个考验。
Our Lord Jesus is testing her.
在最恶劣的环境。
In a such serious environment,
知道你的信心有多大。
That it is the time that you will know what kind of faith you have.
我们来想一个问题。
Now we ask a question.
是不是主耶稣不要医这个妇人呢？
Is our Lord Jesus does not intend to heal her?
主耶稣去推罗西顿做什么？
Why did Jesus went to Sidon and Tyre?
除了医治这个妇人之外，也没有写什么其他东西了。
Beside healing her, there is no other activity written here.
当然，主耶稣知道去之前就知道要医治这个妇人。
Of course, our Lord Jesus knew what he would have to do before he went there.
也可以说是为了他而去的。
You can say that it is because of her that our Lord Jesus went there.
所以主耶稣也救了这个妇人啊。
So our Lord Jesus healed this woman.
那我们今天的信心是怎么样？
So what kind of faith do we have?
经不经得起考验的信心？
Can our faith encounter test?
我们不要说被别人用石头打了。
Not to mention if people stone us.
钉十字架。
Or to put us on the cross.
先不要讲这些了。
These are nothing.
有时候有人讲一句话。
Perhaps a person spoke something to you.
一个眼神。
Or give you a look.
一句闲话。
Or a gossip.
算了。
Then you will say, I give up.
不要做。
I would not want to do anymore.
不要排我了。
Do not arrange me.
是不是这样呢？
If it's that
信心经得起考验吗？
Can your faith encounter tests?
但是这个妇人，她有坚强的信心。
But this woman has strengthened her faith.
她说：“我其他不管了。”
She said, "The others I do not care."
我只要我女儿得医治。
All I want is my daughter to be healed.
还有第二点，这个是什么的信心呢？
And secondly, what kind of faith does she have?
就是越来越强的信心呢。
That her faith seems to be stronger and stronger.
遇到困难越大，但是她的信心越刚强。
And the more difficulty is the test, her faith seems to be stronger.
我们来看这里所记载的哦。
And let us look at the what's been recorded here.
首先呢，她是来找主耶稣。
First, she came to look for our Lord Jesus.
然后呢，22节她说她在喊叫，她语言来说，我相信你是大卫的子孙啊，你是弥赛亚。
And secondly, she would cry out and say, "You are the son of David. Have mercy on me."
再来呢，我们看26节啊，24节啊。
Verse 24.
这个妇人25节这里说，这个妇人就来拜耶稣了。虽然主耶稣讲话让她好像拒绝她，但是她来拜耶稣啊。
And verse 25, that even our Lord Jesus rejected her, she seems to kneel before him.
拜完之后，她又再祷告， 她说, 主啊, 你要帮助我。
And she kneeled down and she prayed, and Lord, help me.
到最后, 虽然主耶稣讲了一句很重的话,
and in the end, even though our Lord Jesus was very stern to her,
但是27节, 主妇人说, 主啊, 不错, 但是狗也可以吃主人所掉下来的东西啊。
And 27, she answered, yes, even the dog eat the crumbs that fall from their master table.
她是抓住主的应许。
And she grabbed hold of the promises of our Lord.
我们的信心是怎么样啊？
How about our faith?
我们的信心是越来越小呢，还是越来越大？
Is our faith getting smaller or getting bigger?
啊, 有一个信徒。
There is a believer.
她非常会抓住主的应许。
And she knows how to grab hold of the promises of our Lord.
她刚刚移民一个新的国家。
And when she just newly migrated to a country,
什么东西都不顺利。
And nothing seems to be successful with her.
但是虽然她很孤单。
No doubt, even though she was very lonely,
啊, 她先生也不在身边。
And her husband was not beside her,
但是她跟她儿子讲。
But she told her son,
我们现在来到这里, 这是信心考验的开始。
And that that when we came here is the beginning of our taste,
她告诉她儿子,
our faith. And she told her children,
每个礼拜, 无论怎么样, 我要你跟我好好去守安息日。
And no matter what, you and I will have to observe the Sabbath every week.
无论礼拜六什么学校什么活动补习通通不要去。
No matter what school activity that you might have, you have to give up.
抓住神的应许。
You must grab hold of the promises of the Lord.
我们来到这里更需要神。
And what more, when we came here,
孩子说, 这个不行了,我要怎么补习啊, 中文班啊,
and the children will reply, I have Chinese classes and a lot of other classes to attend.
他说,
but the mother said, we must grab hold of the promises of the Lord.
结果因为这个妈妈的这个职责, 这个强调,
but because of the mother principle and she emphasized on it,
过了几年之后,
and after a few years, they have overcome the hardship of their livelihood.
孩子的学业也得到主耶稣的祝福。
And the children was blessed by Lord Jesus in their classes.
新移民，但是反而是考得很好成绩，还考到这个医学院。
No doubt they were a new immigrant, but however they have gained a high marks in their school.
安息日是神所祝福的日子啊。
A Sabbath day is the day of blessing.
我们来看提目啊，那个彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节。
10 or 4?
第四, verse 4.
Verse 4.
因为他一张又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。 叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。这里说圣经里面就是很多应许。
Here it tells us many promises in the Bible.
我们要会抓住主的话。
We must grab hold of the words of our Lord.
这个妇人得到恩典，因为会抓住主耶稣的话，这就。
And this woman received grace from our Lord because he grabbed hold of the promises of the Lord.
没有说，你说我不可以上吃桌上的，但是我可以吃下面的。
No doubt, he says, if I cannot eat the bread on the table, I can still eat the crumbs under the table.
主的恩典呢，给我一点点就够了。
The grace from our Lord Jesus do not have to be much.
所以今天我们要学习这个妇人。
So we must imitate this woman.
越困难，我们越要靠主。
The most difficulty we encounter, the more reliance we have to be on the Lord.
第三点，这是什么信心呢？
Point number three, what kind of faith is this woman?
这是完全除去自我的信心。
It is a faith that
remove herself.
Totally remove herself.
她怎么回答主耶稣呢？我们看回来马太福音15章。
And what did she reply our Lord Jesus? Now we turn back to Matthew chapter 15.
15章27节这里说啊， 妇人说，主啊，不错，但是狗也可以吃他主人桌上所掉下来的碎渣儿啊。
Verse 27, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master table.
没有错，我不管。
I do not care.
就算你说我是狗也好了。
Even though if you call me a dog,
我知道我自己不配。
I know I'm not worthy.
但是我就是要恩典。
But all I want is your grace.
这个是最重要的地方啊。
That is the most important thing of all.
信心就是要把中间里面的自我啊，通通拿走。
And faith is something that you have to remove yourself.
不再靠自己了。
That you no longer rely on yourself.
没有自己的尊严了。
That you no longer have esteem.
神在什么时候出手呢？
And when does God lend out his hand?
在我们觉得自己完全没有办法的时候。
It is a time when you have no choice and you have no means of helping yourself.
我们来看以赛亚书几个经节，我觉得非常好。
Let us turn to
the book of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah.
41章
chapter 41.
41章，我们来看几节啊，第十节。
Chapter 41, verse 10.
这几节经节可以把它画下来或记起来，自己常常读啊，会给我们很大的勉励。
And if you could mark down these Bible verses, and it will give you much encouragement to yourself.
尤其是第十节，那好。
Verse 10.
这里说，以赛亚书41章第十节。
Is Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。这句话常常想起来。
And remember these verses.
神会用他的手帮助我们。
That our Lord will help you with His hand.
无论你去哪里。
No matter where you are.
孤单的时候。
Whether you are lonely.
彷徨的时候。
Frightened 的时候 or when you are frightened,
无助的时候
or helpless,
我们再看第十三节
13.
第十三节
13.
因为我耶和华你的神必扶财扶你的右手，对你说不要害怕，我必帮助你。第十四节
verse 14.
我们看注意这一节，第十四节
verse 14.
你这从雅各和你们以色列人不要害怕，耶和华说我必帮助你，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。这里神怎么跟雅各说话？
Here are the words spoken by God to Jacob.
这里说你这虫雅各啊。
That do not be afraid.
你是一条虫啊。
That you are a worm.
这里没有说你是狮子雅各啊。
Here it does not say you are a lion, Jacob.
你是老虎雅各啊。
Or a tiger, Jacob.
你是一条虫而已啊。
But you are only a worm.
没有错，你很宝贵，但是你也是一条虫一样脆弱。
Maybe you are not that precious, but you're still a weak worm.
但是神还是很爱他。
But God still loves him.
但是他是很卑微的。
And worms is a very lowly.
所以他彻底的在神面前谦卑下来。
And therefore he especially humbled himself before God.
一条虫也得到神的恩典了。
Even a worm received grace from our Lord.
我们祷告的时候，有时候祷告很久得不到所要的东西啊。
Sometimes when we pray, we does not receive anything from our Lord.
求了圣灵，求了很久，可能也求不到。
And perhaps you ask for the Holy Spirit and you have not received it.
我们有时候可能没有完全的谦卑自己啊。
And perhaps you have not humbled yourself totally before God.
主啊，我很可怜，我是一条虫，你就可怜我吧。
And oh Lord, have mercy on me because I'm only a worm.
所以自卑的主就给他升高。
So those are lowly, and God will raise them up.
我们看回来马太福音第十四章。
Now let us turn back to Matthew chapter 14.
十五章。
15.
所以有这个大的信心，结果是什么呢？
So she has great faith. Then what would be the consequences?
28节。
Verse 28.
十五章二十八节。
15 verse 28.
耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。”从那时候，他女儿就好了。所以这个信心的结果就是女儿得到医治。
Here the result of her faith is her daughter was healed.
这里说照你的信心的大小。
Here it was granted according to your request.
神常常看我们的信心。
Our Lord often look into our heart.
我们相信大的信心，大就有大的恩典。
We believe that if you have great faith, then you receive great grace.
小的信心就有小的恩典。
Small faith will have small grace.
没有信心。就没有恩典。
If you do not have faith, then you would not have any grace at all.
最重要，我们就不要失去信心。
So what is most important is that you do not lose your faith.
再怎么绝望的时候，也不要失去信心。
No matter how hopeless you are, you do not lose your faith.
我们求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
We ask our Lord to strengthen our faith.
这里主耶稣所讲的很重要啊。
Here an important word by our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣照你所要的就给你了。
That your request is granted.
这个没有说是。在吃饼碎了，是你要吃多少都有多少，都已经跑到桌上去了。
It does not say about the crumbs. It is whatever you have requested.
是不是已经得到最大的恩典了？
Isn't that the greatest grace?
他已经感动到主耶稣了。
She has already moved Lord Jesus.
你这么认真，你那么有信心，我不给你不行啊。
You're so serious, and if I do not give you, then it is not good.
虽然时间还没有到。
Even though The time has not come.
但是我要给你。
But I'll give it to you.
因为他迫切的求。
Because you have prayed.
所以我们今天求神加添我们的信心。
Very hard and told ask our Lord to strengthen our faith.
会胜过一切的困难。
It will then overcome any difficulties.
我们一起来唱赞美诗。
Now let us sing hymn 259.